Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has a solar energy expert. And they have also an energy services supervisor, both who can help you understand if solar is right for you and also help members avoid scams from outside parties. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. All right. Well, it's that time of the month here on Rutherford Issues where we get to go over to the new palatial offices of Nate Williams, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, and talk about lots of things Parks and Rec here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, always appreciate the theme song, Brian.
Yeah.
But, I'm still the only person who requires that, and that's in my contract, right?
It is. Did you get that in the mail, I wonder?
No, still haven't. I've been waiting years. I've been coming on WGNS for probably 15 years now. So
have I. But anyway.
Hey, you got to answer this question for me.
Okay.
How do you still have a voice, and how are you standing up straight right now for this past 4 or 5 days?
Man, it was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was crazy. It, you know, dodged most of ours. You know, the biggest question that we get after an event like that, especially rain and flash flooding, is the greenway. And our guys worked really hard yesterday and today to make sure it's cleaned off and the greenway is completely open. So there will be some muddy spots. We ask people just to be cautious, especially if they're riding bikes or anything like that, but when the greenway gets covered, it does leave some debris. Our guys are out there, you know, sweeping and cleaning as we speak, and just doing a tremendous job. But we're glad to say it's wide open.
Yeah, we had flooding earlier, and Chief McCluskey was actually up this morning, and I just happened to I drive by every day, and I said, "Did you not like the old sign, or did Nate throw a temper tantrum or something? What's going on the sign at the building?" And he said it was storm related.
Yeah, they both sections of the "There's and Ours" sign right on the road got blown away, and that was actually the last storm. So The replacements are being fabricated. We'll get those up. So I do want to tell you though, Brian, I appreciate your work on Rutherford Weather. That's something I stayed in tune with, me and my wife, and I told a lot of people just check that out for specific weather to Rutherford County. So we appreciate Rutherford Weather and WGNS completely to keep us all informed.
Well, glad to do it. And I think at least this last week was kind of a proof of the concept of, you know, the reason to do it, you know, try to give everybody a heads up. And a lot of people are very interested, and there's usually one person in the family that's the weather watcher while everybody else goes to sleep, I figured out.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to watch it on the front porch. My wife hates that.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I like to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a Parks and Recreation guy to me. But, you know, it is pretty amazing to think about. Just popped into my mind here about all the different facilities. So, I mean, you're scattered all throughout the city of Murfreesboro. So, I mean, might have a little wind damage and problem at one place and be completely fine the other. So a lot of properties to upkeep.
You know, you nailed you hit the hammer on the head or something like
hit
that.
Nail on the head, yeah.
Hit the nail on the head, yeah, that's what I was looking for, sorry. But we're widespread. We got a lot of stuff going on, you know, and I can't say enough about our staff, our leadership at each one of the facilities, because there's nothing we can do. Of course, if there's a widespread weather event, if there's a widespread snowstorm, ice storm across the community, or a severe, you know, uncertainty with this spring type of tornadic weather, we can make some, you know, adjustments and closures or lockdowns as needed. But when it's more sporadic, you know, at some point this past weekend, things were hitting SportsCom, but not even, you know, getting close to Barfield, you know. So our leadership makes decisions based on each one of those facilities. We stay in contact. But we try our best to keep everything open and just make it available to the public in the safest way we can.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we didn't have the flooding situation we did in other places, because, you know, it hasn't been that long ago, just a few weeks ago, that we had so much rain. You know, at least the Thompson Lane trailhead, it took about a day and a half to get that back open and the water to recede. So
it did. Yeah, you know, I think during that time too, the flooding that happened, there was a cold snap right after.
Mm-hmm.
I know my counterpart in Clarksville is dealing with a lot of flooding right now, and you know, you just compare how we were able to escape this pretty free, and we're glad to be back open and just wait for the next weather system to move forward.
Yeah, that's what we do in springtime. Let's talk about some cool things going on with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. You were telling me that there's going to be fans in the stands. What is that all about?
Fans in the stands. And, of course, Brian, with everything we have so much to talk about, so much we could just throw out there, hundreds of things literally every day that you could participate in throughout the park system. So I'd always encourage people to go to the MurfreesboroParks.com website and just look at, you know, there's tons of free stuff, there's activities, there's classes, and we've got an interactive calendar there that can show you what's going on. So when we get on here and have the opportunity to talk to your listeners, we like to, you know, maybe focus on a couple things, but a lot of people don't know we run the Area 16 Special Olympics, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation does, and that's done at the MTSU Soccer and Track Stadium. So we're excited on Monday, May 5th and Tuesday, May 6th to, again, host this great event. And it's some spectacular athletes who come out and put on a show. The elementary and middle school starting at 9:45 on Monday, May 5th, and then the high school and adults on May 6th. And this is our plea to the community. And I think people would get more out of it than what they could ever imagine. But we need fans to come out and cheer on these athletes. You know, they come. A lot of parents come, some friends come, but what we like to do is make this plea to our community to come out and let's fill up that stadium and cheer these athletes on. And it's amazing the reward you get from that, just seeing that and participating in that.
I remember us talking about this last year, and
yeah,
you know, from what I understand, it may have been on the well, that would be about right, because last year, May 5th may be the next time that you're scheduled to be on. I'm not sure, but you were there that day, and we were just talking about the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So you'll have to call me. I'll have better cell phone service out there. Yeah. No, I'll be out there. Our whole leadership team does that together with a lot of staff from our facilities. But, you know, what we like to do is encourage churches or civic groups or community groups, people who might have the opportunity on a Monday and Tuesday to just come out and just cheer these athletes on. And the encouragement they get from that, I know people feel it from the stands, but being right there next to them, the joy they get from being cheered on is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So we encourage people, if you can, just come back and give back to this community just a little bit. You know, our special needs programming has just increased. We've taken on the Area 16 of the Special Olympics, but, of course, our Miracle League is in full swing, you know, right now. So this is something that's near and dear to our hearts, and part of it is just cheering people on and just going out there and being supportive as a community.
Since that's the side of town I'm on frequently, I live out in that area, and this past weekend, Miracle Field was busy, and, you know, SportsCom is always hopping, it seems, but Miracle Field was pretty cool. I saw one of the things that I see with all the high school sports that we do occasionally, you know, these high school teams will post, you know, our team went out today, you know, at buddies at Miracle Field. So that's good for them. It teaches those kids on the high school teams a lot. And boy, the folks who participate in the league at Miracle Field, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, having the softball and baseball teams, there's a lot of other groups that want to come out and be buddies for the day. So we line those up, and you know, Thomas Laird, one of our assistant directors, he talks all the time. What we hear back from teachers at school, it's changing the dynamics in middle school and high school a lot. You know, having this in our community where, you know, folks are coming together in settings where they meet them on a, you know, Friday night or Saturday, and they're able to interact with them, give them a high five on a Monday or Tuesday. It's really just having a really positive impact on the kids and everybody in our community as a whole. We're excited. Our leadership team in Parks and Recreation is going to be the buddies on Friday, May 2nd. So we'll be out there and trying to, you know, enjoy this process and see exactly how it happens, you know, every weekend.
Yeah. Joining us today, Murfreesboro Parks and Rec is the conversation. It's Nate Williams joining here on the program. I did want to, you mentioned Thomas, mentioned Thomas's name, and even before Parks and Rec took such a big role in the Special Olympics, he's been involved with that for a long time, hasn't he, Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas has. You know, Thomas has been around. Rachel and Thomas, you know, all three of us have been around for some time, you know, and that's something that Thomas has really taken off, you know, on top of really expanding our athletics programs. And we have just a unique setup that's just beautiful for our community and how our structure works. But that's been a focus of ours for the past 15 years, and it's really, you know, come to fruition now, and it's been really a staple. And I say, you know, if you go to, you know, Miracle League weekend and you see what's going on, you'd say, yeah, that's one of the best things that we do. And I agree with that. We do a lot of great things, but that's just one of the best things we have the opportunity, you know, to put on. And so many of this stuff, Ryan, we have a unique opportunity because we're so well supported. You know, our mayor and council, our administration believe in the benefits of having parks in our community and having vibrant spaces where people can enjoy affordable prices and continually investing, you know, in the park system. And it just goes to show, you know, we just broke ground on Veterans Park off of Veterans Parkway. It's going to be a 150-acre park space. That's going to be something that's really, I think, just a crown jewel in the park system when it's done. And we also, you know, Old Fort Park has gone through several renovations. We renovated the golf course. We renovated the original lake tennis courts. We added a new skate park. And then we're about to renovate the original ball field at Old Fort Park. So that's all, you know, just recently completed or about to start. So there's just a big investment in the park system. We certainly do our best to, you know, take that and do the best things we can for the community with it.
Yeah. There are, I guess if there's one thing that you probably see and hear a lot of, we need more ball fields. And, you know, I don't think you could ever build enough. You know what I mean?
I talk to a lot of passionate people about, you know, different areas, be it ball fields, you know, soccer. People think about Siegel.
Yeah.
We could use more soccer fields. We can use more ball fields. Ball fields is really something that our mayor and council have said, hey, look at how we can get this implemented. And we got some different properties that we're looking at and planning and seeing how that could come to fruition. So we're always doing that, constantly adding. But, you know, Murfreesboro is growing so fast, it's one of those things. We can't keep up with everything, and I could say just about everything. Every amenity that we have, we could use more of right now. But we're doing the most with what we have. We're constantly expanding hours and trying to come up with unique and creative solutions to provide recreation services and facilities to the community so that we can, you know, best sustain what we have.
Yeah, the new Veterans Park is going to help with a lot of that and really serve maybe the fastest growing part of our community out there. How soon? I mean, you just broke ground, I guess. So, but yeah. what are thoughts on how that might go?
You know, we're thinking about 500 days is what the construction timeline is. So much of that is dependent on weather.
You know,
having, especially during the grading season, once we get into late spring, you know, early summer, that's where we just need the ground to not be as wet as it can be, you know, as dry as it can be. So that's dependent on a lot, but we believe in our contractor. I think they have a good plan to get it executed, and we're just ready to get it going.
Lots of things going on in springtime. You know, we've often talked, you know, there's really no dead period for parks and recreation, but certainly spring and summer, I mean, we're here upon maybe the busier time for you guys.
Yeah, you know, the fall and spring are always just kind of crazy for us, but it's really busy for us year-round. We don't stop. We don't take time to catch our breath because there's always something going on. So, hey, something else that people, you know, tend to really get really excited about is the lunch on the plaza that we do. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, bring in food trucks and just give people an opportunity to come out and enjoy maybe getting a food truck lunch on a Friday and kind of get their early start to their weekend with some delicious food. So we have that once a month. Our next one's April 18th.
Okay. I mentioned that on the morning show last week. A lot of people enjoy that. So, and we have the dates. So, yeah, keep reminding us about those dates, and we'll remind folks about it as well. And, Nate, appreciate it. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you, Brian. Always appreciate it.
Absolutely. That is Nate Williams joining us from Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. And a reminder that if you missed any part of what we talked about this morning, you can check our podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com, as well, MurfreesboroParks.com. MurfreesboroParks.com. That'll take you to the place where everything is listed. I mean, we just barely scratched the surface today about what's going on with the Parks and Rec system. So be sure to check that out. Again, MurfreesboroParks.com. Hope you have a great day out there, everyone. We'll see you back here next time.